I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. If you're a sports fan, you probably know that the collegiate lacrosse season comes to an end each year on Memorial Day weekend. Another great tradition is that Gillette Stadium, home of the NFL's New England Patriots, plays host to the championship games for all three men's divisions. This year was no different, with the D2 and D3 title matches being played last Sunday. In Division II, Massachusetts' own Merrimack College dominated the final with nine players scoring goals in the 23-6 win over St. Leo. It's the Warriors' first ever title in the sport. In D3, Connecticut Wesleyan University went a step further, claiming the school's first ever Division III national title in any sport with the Cardinals' 8-6 win over Salisbury. And in Division I, the trend continued last Monday with the Bulldogs from Yale University claiming their first men's lacrosse title, thanks to a 13-11 win over Duke. After the game, Yale All-American senior Ben Reeves talked with our broadcast team about the journey.
Incredible. I mean, everybody came out today and played amazing. Everything the teammates and the coaches have, it's incredible. We got a deep offensive end and a lot of depth and a lot of guys stepped up. It was huge.
Coming up, the D1 women's title goes to another first-time winner on This Week in the NCAA. As we continue our wrap-up of the NCAA lacrosse season, we start with the women's Division I title going to the James Madison Dukes following an epic 16-15 nail-biter final win over Boston College. It's the Dukes' first-ever title in the sport. In D2, the LeMoyne College Dolphins from Syracuse, New York, claimed their first ever lacrosse title with a 16-11 win over Florida Southern. And finally, the D3 Women's Championship broke the first-timer trend as the Gettysburg Bullets from Pennsylvania repeated as champions with an 11-9 win over Middlebury. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.